and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 459. How are we all doing? Need the chat, need to see who got in there first.
Renee did.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I've just noticed something. What's happening there? Right, I'm in the chat. Hello, Renee! You didn't see your first hello and then you did. Yay! Hello, Tracy. Tracy's in for silver. And young Jonathan in for bronze. Excellent. And Kim as well. Fantastic. Right, so something important, just in case it's happening to you. If Notion seems to be leading you a merry dance, it's not just you. It's had a problem for 19 hours.
It's had a moment.
And they've not even acknowledged it yet. I'm about to get really cranky. I can't do the stuff for tomorrow because it's broken. Right, what it's doing, if you've got a filtered view and you drag something into that table, it should populate the filtered fields automatically, and it's not. Now, this might not sound like a big thing, but if you've got a filtered view and you've got a new button, so you think I'll just add a new record, you click the new button and nothing seems to happen. But that would be wrong. It will be adding them to the base table over and over and over again, as many times as you press the button, but you won't see it. Yes, I've already tried tearing them a new one. We tried to tear them another new one very, very shortly. Hello, Paul. How's the weather down there? Is it winter yet? Oh, it's hideous here. It's too warm. Do you remember those thunderstorms we talked about on Tuesday night? Were due Wednesday? Still waiting. That's 36 hours later. Still waiting, aren't we, Jonathan? The sky looks a little bit on the grey side, but there's no rain. There's not even rain, never mind. And there was a severe weather warning as well. Yeah, I don't know what happened to that. They don't really take much notice of me, do they? So weather-wise, yuck, far too hot. Far too hot and Notion's broken. It's a good job I got a new iPad to play with, isn't it? Who's seen the video?
Me.
Jonathan may have done, that would depend. Well, you did, didn't you? You were just admiring the fact that I'd managed to get that out in 4K, as I was myself, to be honest. And it was way more complicated than it needed to be. I'll put it up on YouTube, I thought, but I'll make it unlisted and then pull it through to a blog post, which was all very wise. The music that I'd got at the beginning was got from Envato, which meant there was a copyright claim on it straight away. So then I had to register all the paperwork, and I'm still waiting for the paperwork to be accepted. So it's kind of been one of those days, hasn't it? Or should I say here, another one of those days. Lost a drive last night. That didn't like the heat. So basically, if it's hot, I shouldn't work because it upsets the equipment. Paul is all chilly and dark. Oh, I wish. Would you like to swap? We could do 6 months there, 6 months here.
Shall I put the link in?
What for?
Your video.
Yes.
Jonathan says, is it on Slack?
It is on Slack. Jonathan, but you're awfully behind, aren't you?
He says that.
Take it and watch it later.
I'll put a direct link in. There you go.
Yes.
And it's clickable now.
The link is clickable. Oh, yes. Mike pushed a button and the link is clickable. Yay! So, yes, I hope you enjoy it, Jonathan. It's the full thing. It's everything from ordering it to unboxing the clothes.
Kimmy enjoyed it.
Kim watched it. Kim enjoyed it. Excellent. Thank you, Kim. When you start the recording, it's like, well, when do you stop? So I'd got it out of the box and I'm like, I'm setting it up. Because years ago when you set up an iPad, it was like, oh, no, it's going to take days. You know, you've got to put this, you've got to do that, get the passcode and all the rest of it. And now it's like, would you like to set up this new iPad? There's a new iPad right next to me. Would you like to set it up with me? And I'm like, yes, please. So the setup was a doddle, as you saw. Honestly, nothing was so easy. The only thing that was a bit, hang on, let me think about that, was there's this weird code that appears on the iPad. And it's like a swarm of moving bees in blue. And when I read what it said, it made no sense. because it didn't say the camera of the phone or whatever. But you basically just hover the phone over this swarm of little bees, and then it shakes its hand and that's it. Then it's off. Off to the races. Didn't even need to put the password in, which is just as well, because it's about 96 characters long. Ah, it was fabulous. Oh, you see, Jonathan loves the clickable links. It was a shame you missed later on yesterday, Jonathan. Mind you, it'll all be available on Catch Up shortly. In fact, some of it you may well be too young for, because I felt I was.
Jonathan won't know about such things.
No, he won't. Mike, nobody knew about that. It was the Urban Dictionary. Come on, the rest's history. No, it was on the Urban Dictionary. No, never go to the Urban Dictionary. Oh, dear me. So, Renee's cartoonified me.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that is very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the picture from United, wasn't it? We were at Hotel Football when I took that. Oh, that is rather cool. I'm liking that. Do you want to have a go with my avatar? Oh, I signed up for something. It's happening the end of June, I think. So there was an onboarding survey.
If only my hair was that colour instead of shades of grey.
There's nothing wrong with your hair. You look fine. So there was an onboarding survey. And if I see one more onboarding survey. So I thought, I've got to do this onboarding. It's got to be done. It's got to be done. So I go in, start answering the questions. And we come to this bit. And it says upload a picture of yourself. I thought, just a minute. We've had age. We've had where you live. What the hell? So I read it. Anyway, the small print basically said, so when you graduate from this programme, you'll go into the alumni gallery. And then it said, because they're particularly using Twitter for this thing, it would be good if it was the same picture as on Twitter. And I thought, well, you asked for it. So I uploaded my avatar. So doubtless there'll be a beautiful gallery of everybody else and then this bright red avatar. But they did say use the was on Twitter, and that's the one that's on Twitter, so that's what they got. Oh, loving that. What else has happened today? What else have we broken? Oh, you did a right number, didn't you, on PowerPoint for Windows?
Oh yeah.
Oh, tell them about that. Talk about broken. And it was such a simple job. Shall I start off with the beginning of the simple job?
Yeah.
The simple job is, we need some slides that are 4K in size. This is not as easy as it sounds. You can't do that in PowerPoint in any way, shape or form. So I said to Mike, because PowerPoint works in inches, I don't know how they work with the screen either. So I said, well, start off in Keynote. I said, make one that's 1280 by 720 and convert it to PowerPoint, and then you can export it whatever size you want. That was relatively straightforward. You were all right at that point, weren't you? Anyway, it went awry to such a degree. I said, Mike, here's the template I use. Take that and run with it. So the next I see, he stripped out everything that he doesn't need from this template, which leaves him with three hidden slides with the traffic lights on. He's using the traffic light system. And he sat there in a VM. You carry on with the rest of that.
So I opened this PowerPoint file and I went to File, Save As, and I chose PNG. And I said to you, so it's as simple as just typing in 1920 by 1080. And you said, yeah. And I said, where do you type it in? And you said, looked at my screen and said, oh, you're on Windows.
I said, no good level
I said,
comfort.
Yeah, of course I'm on Windows. Because I'm in my VM because I'm doing some Excel stuff. And that's what I need the slides for, part of the presentation. So you said, go to the Mac PowerPoint. So I went to the Mac PowerPoint. File, export. Choose PNG.
You're done.
And you're done. You can type the size in. So then you said to me, is there no way of doing it in Windows? So I said, I'm just about to Google it. So I Googled it and I found this website and there were 12 steps to do it in Windows.
Oh, isn't there 12 steps in Alcoholics Anonymous, which was your next destination?
Yeah. And there was, like you say, 3 steps to do it on the Mac. So I am now using PowerPoint for Mac.
But actually, what they said to do with these 12 steps, it would export you a PNG, but it wouldn't let you set the size.
Mm.
So he's back on the Mac.
Yeah, you had
predicted.
to basically change the background, change the slide size, and you can't, like you say, you can't do that in pixels. You've got to do it
in
inches.
You can't do it in pixels. You've got to sit and work it out. So it can be done because I've done it. But the problem with it is it really disorients you as you're working with the slides. It'll say, like, you know, set the font size, and you're like, oh, like 80. And you're like, I can't see that. Because the slide itself is absolutely huge. It also means that your assets aren't right. So, no, no good will come of it, I'm telling you. Leave it alone.
It should be universal, but there are so many nuancy differences, aren't there?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, Renee. The differences are so, like, why didn't they synchronise that one? You know, if it can be done on the Mac, one, why can't it be done on Windows? And two, why don't you just make it the same option? Really, on Windows, they've actually hampered themselves because there's that backstage view.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they call it that anymore.
I'm not sure.
But in essence, you are in the app and then you click a back button and you get taken to like a full screen behind the scenes thing. And that's where you would need to export from. Now, to me, it should be in a menu in the app, not going back to this particular view. But when you get back to this view, yes, the option you can eventually save out as a PNG, but you can't tell it what size. So, no, now he's on the Mac again, which is where he should have been in the first place. But, I mean, sometimes you need to go to the Windows version of Excel to do something. Mm. I don't think there's many times you would go to the Mac version because it's not in Excel for Windows. But the PowerPoint thing is ridiculous. Last week's classic for me was, I was putting something together and I had like, say, 20 steps of something. And I'd got 20 screenshots. There is no way to get 20 screenshots on 20 individual slides in PowerPoint. It just won't do it. On Keynote, you would just drag those images into the thumbnail view of the slides and it would make you 20 slides. No way. Now on the Windows one, there is an insert gallery thing, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that gives you exactly what I would need, because by the time I've run a VM, I've lost the will to live. So I'm sat there looking at these slides and I said, I'll have to do them one by one. But the thing was, to make matters worse, every image needed to be scaled to fit the slide. And I didn't have time. You know, I was going live. I didn't have time. And I thought, hang on, I know. So I got Keynote, opened it up, slung the slides in there, exported as PowerPoint, and then imported them. You should not have to do this. Oh, the merry software dance I lead. I wonder if Notion have said anything yet. Because there are that many people now moaning.
Well, they hadn't 5 minutes ago, because I've just looked on...
It's poor that they... I'm on their list. So if something goes down... They're supposed to, the Notion status email is supposed to come out. This has been down since 11 o'clock last night, and they've not even acknowledged it yet. And it's such a nuanced issue. If you use core tables, if you're in your engine room, you won't see this issue. But if you're using a filtered view, you will. And that's what's making people confused. Oh, sometimes it's working and sometimes it's not. And I'm like, no, it's not working. You know, obviously what's happening is sometimes you're in a filtered table and sometimes you're not. So last night what happened was I was trying to create the emails for Friday, the announcement mails that should go out today and the two reminders that go out tomorrow. And I've made that many placeholders and they've vanished. But they're still in the database somewhere. So now I've got to fix something that wasn't broken until they broke it and somehow create these mails for tomorrow. So yeah, not a happy bunny. Why is it when Notion goes down, it's always late on in the week, Thursday or Friday, when I need it? I mean, luckily, my other stuff, the actual stuff I'm delivering from, is in craft. That's why it's in craft. It then gets transferred to Notion later. But at the minute, it's utterly ridiculous. However, what I am doing is just making notes as I go in Rome. And that's actually working fantastically now. I think I was a little, controlling for Rome at the beginning. But now I'm in trust mode, which is, you know, I'll put it in there and it'll come back when I need it. So fingers crossed for that one. Yeah, I'm grumpy with Notion. What can I say? Grumpy. Hello, Anthony. Anthony's in. An unboxing. Oh, yes. It's the device itself, it's the delivery, it's the setup, and it's the clothes. Your geek toys must have clothes now. You found a geek toy today, didn't you?
Did I?
Yes, it harks back to 2010, I think. The car park and other incidents in the Arndale. Near Jonathan. He's not got a clue, has he, bless him?
No.
iPhone 4, Mike. Bumper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was looking for a spare pair of glasses because I've got a runny eye. I think it's because I've got the fan blowing right in my face because it's stopped now. The fans are off. But I'd rather put up with that than keep cool.
Well, yes, it's not good.
So I was basically looking through this cardboard box for a pair of sunglasses and I found the iPhone 4.
Bless. So it's not been turned on in an age then?
No.
Mind you, the 4 was quite slow. Are you sure that was the 4 and not the 4S? I gave you my 4S.
Oh, it could be the 4S.
Because your 4 broke, if you remember, mid-cycle. And I'd got a 6, so I gave you my 4, and then we both bought a 7.
And with 3Gs, I think, is in one of these boxes.
Oh, no, with 3Gs, it's on there, next to Dad's. Dad's still got all his messages on it and stuff, so every now and then I charge it up. But it's so ancient now. Oh, it's ancient. So what? Yes,
this has died again.
What's that?
This is my 7.
The battery on my 7's not great, but what's comical is the battery on the 6 is fine. Because do you remember the fracas I had trying to get them to change it?
The thing about the 7 is, it's the one that is registered at work for Ping ID, which is the authentication service that we use. So every time I have to log into one of our work sites from, like, me Mac or my personal iPhone or iPad, you get challenged for typing in a code. This code is generated from this app called Ping ID. And so I have to go to me iPhone 7. Now, what I should really do is contact IT service desk and say, I haven't got this iPhone 7 anymore. So they will then deregister it and I can then re-register my iPhone, which one is it, 11?
Hangabout boy. Wasn't that the one where you had to agree to let them remotely wipe it?
No.
But they promised they never would?
No, that is AirWatch. AirWatch is a mobile device management tool, and all corporate mobile devices have to be enrolled in this system. Personal mobile devices can be, if you want them to be, and certain apps have to be, you have to have your phone enrolled. But like you say, they say that it will, they can remotely wipe it, but they won't remotely wipe your personal data. But I don't trust them, so I didn't bother.
No, I mean, when you've given them the legal right to do it, you're just asking for trouble. Don't do that. When Mike said that, I'm like, let's find an old phone that they can play with, because we don't want them to play with the real one.
But I wouldn't trust them. They've now shifted from AirWatch and they've gone to Microsoft Intune, I think it's called.
Oh, lovely. Do you know, I'm thinking about a thing that I read in today's paper. I mean, this is the kind of lunacy that happens in this country. And every time, the explanation is the same. Today's fiasco was, if you watched Harry and Meghan's wedding, there was a cellist playing. And it was highly unusual in this country, because you know what we're like, and I guess America's twice as bad. This lad, I think at the time, was about 18 or 19 years old, and he was this master cellist. He'd won something like Young Musician of the Year, and 3 years on from the wedding, he's now doing like world tours. Well, obviously he hasn't been for the last 18 months, but you know, it's gearing up again. He has an unusual name. In terms of, you know, it's not like John Smith. And he's black. And the name would reflect that. So you wouldn't need to see this lad to know that he was black. And it was highly unusual. I think he was the first black person ever to win this award thing. But, I mean, does it matter? The lad's English. He was born in Nottingham. It doesn't matter. But anyway, to get the paperwork to go to the other countries, he had to send his passport in and request some extra visa things. So the passport went in with this and everything. And I thought, oh, no, don't tell me they lost it, because that's the first thing I would think of. They'll lose it. No, somebody else went in 15 minutes before him and they got their passport back and they got all the paperwork back and everything was fine. And this lad got the passport back, but not the extra paperwork. And that was the sole reason for sending his passport off. He opened it up and he must have got this passport, which figures in 2019. So it doesn't expire till 2029. But he gets the passport back and they'd cancelled it. So all through it, it just had cancelled printed on it. No explanation, nothing. So he can't leave the country full stop. I'm laughing because I think, yep, that would happen if I did it. Obviously, I think he's kind of making some kind of issue of it, that it's racist. And it could well be. He didn't get any explanation. So obviously, because he's a somebody, he takes to the newspapers. And they get a statement out of the... Who does the passports? Is it the Home Office? They probably got a hand in it. And it came back, and guess what? It was that classic issue, human error. But how does that happen? I mean, it's just an excuse. You send all that in and then they just cancel it. I mean, maybe they think it's a giggle or it was a Friday afternoon job. But, you know, if you're going to do that, make sure it's not someone who's a famous cellist, eh?
Talking of passports, what? Mine expires in 11 days.
Oh, thinking of going anywhere?
No.
Don't need a passport then, do you? In fact, Mike, it's a good idea if you don't have a passport. Because I remember when you got that passport and then somebody at work said, have you got a passport? Mike, like an idiot, said, oh, yeah. Oh, right. Can you just go to... Now, where was it? Was it Bosnia?
It's round that way. Kosovo, it was.
Bosnia, something like that.
It was
like
Kosovo.
That. So I said to Mike, over my dead body, somebody said, what do you mean? They said it was a lovely place. So I get these pictures up online. There's like motorways. And down either side of it, there's burnt out tanks. I said, like I said, Mike, over my dead body.
It was July 2014.
There you go.
And how do I know that?
Mayor.
It was the week before Mayer died.
Exactly, you see. So it's a damn good job they didn't send you away.
It is, isn't it?
I said I would make their lives an abject misery if they decided to do that, so no. Would they have sent you away if you had a 13-month-old child and you were a woman?
Probably.
No! Oh, you know they wouldn't. You know that there is everyday sexism working in favour of women with that. So, no, let them send one of the girls away. They didn't send the girls down to... Oh, what was that place you went to with the suicide bloke? Well, obviously, you didn't go with the suicide bloke. Suicide bloke was there when you got there. Down on the...
Oh, Brixham.
Brixham. Yeah. Where the building is built into the side of a cliff. And then the shutters came down. And it was like, what the hell's happening? Like, it was like a James Bond film.
It was a serial jumper.
He was a serial jumper on the roof of the building. Well, whoever...
Or a non-binary.
I don't care. But that meant you had to stay longer because the shutters came down and you couldn't do any work.
Talking of non-binary, You're going to share what we discovered?
What did we discover?
The extra letters.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, we come on and we say LGBTQ+. That's as far as I can go. Carry on with what you found.
IA, wasn't it?
AI. Or IA.
AI.
They've added two more letters.
Asexual and...
That was at the end, so it was IA.
Yeah.
Was it intersexual?
I think it was intersexual.
I said to Mike, you can't just keep adding letters, because otherwise it'd be the full alphabet. In which case, could we have it A to Z?
Intersex and asexual.
There you go. Oh, CQ, Deb, CQ.
In fact, all I had to do was type LG and Google did the rest, because it knew that I'd already been there.
Ah, there you go then. They'll be offering you all sorts.
It wasn't
now.
Urban Dictionary before anyone asks.
Oh, Renee, that would be perfect, wouldn't it? Kim remembers the cellist. He was very, very good. Wouldn't it be great, says Renee, from now on everyone becomes colourblind? Yes. Yes, it would. I mean, you could say, well, you know, having been born in this country, it would be an idea to have like a more traditionally British name, but you shouldn't have to. You should be able to be called whatever you like. But I would imagine it was somebody maybe making a point. I mean, when you say human error, you can't do that. A passport goes in and it's got like a request with it for extra stuff. How do you just then trash the passport? They pick the wrong one anyway. So they have to eat crow with that one. But how many other people does that happen to? It reminds me of the Windrush thing, which is just abhorrent. And he's still rumbling on, and I think it's 5 years later. Oh, you're quite right, Kim. Government's made up of nincompoops. It doesn't matter the country. No, I think it's a qualification that's needed, isn't it? Oh, dear. Good thing you did not work for Rothermay. They sent you to France on your first day of work. That's not across the sea to you, though, is it? What I objected to with this one, I mean, I wouldn't have been pleased if they sent him to France, but what I objected to was, it was a war zone 5 minutes ago. Are you insane? And when you point out to them, which, you know, Mike doesn't like particularly to go in and say, no, the missus isn't having it. But when you're like, when you point out, well, yep, you can send him wherever you like. Now, the insurance that I'm going to require on him is like 3 million, and that's going to cost you X amount. And all of a sudden, guess what? Someone else can go. Only because you take a stand. But particularly in this day and age, somebody, I read this article about Timmy. You know, Timmy wants the Apple people to go back to work. And the Apple people don't want to go back to work. No, they're squeaking their chickens as well, aren't they, Lola? This article's scathing, that he's like setting the planet back years because of all the congestion, the bad air around in localities by dragging people back to work. And people don't even want to go back to work. They're quite happy working from home. And I've said to Mike, there have been people who have said during this pandemic thing that they do not want to work from home. They are not enjoying working from home. And I understand that. You know, for some people, they're not enjoying it. They're finding it difficult. Their home doesn't sustain it. But for those that do, you know, they've not had a complaint from Mike. Now, if I was any normal woman like Nina, who won't have a cable in the house, Mike would have problems. Because when you think of all you've been doing here, your standard training job, so you'd be hogging the internet because we wouldn't have an internet connection as good as we have, but for what we do. So there's the internet, there's the price of the internet, there's the electric that you're using. And I know technically you can claim it back on the tax, but I have no idea how you would actually do that. Not when you're employed. I can imagine if you're self-employed, but not employed. So my issue with Mike is, for every day that you have worked from home without complaint, you get that day to work from home at your convenience when they say it's time to go back in. So far we're doing quite nicely. It's 18 months, isn't it? Yeah. Now, whether it'll come to that or not, obviously they should sagely come round to my way of thinking. I feel I can't see it though. How long did they have you there, Renee? Did they let you come back at some point? Was it a long time? Oh, good grief. Kim says in the US to be colourblind is considered racist. Oh, I don't understand. Oh, no. Oh, why? I'm working on the principle of the Statue of Justice, which has blindfold on. And, you know, many people said to me, like, that's like not seeing justice. And I had to explain that, no, justice is blind. Not blind to fault, blind to who you are. They don't take any. The Statue of Justice doesn't take anything else into account other than your culpability for what it is you're alleged to have done. What you look like, who you are, totally irrelevant. But some people don't get that. I didn't know that. Oh dear. I used to think I'd love to go to America, and now I'm like, no, you'll put your foot in it. You will not intend to, but you will. Because, mind you, I can do that here, can't I? No, I think being blind to colour is a good thing. But that could just be in Britain, though, couldn't it? It could just be in Britain. I don't know. But you don't need situations like that for anybody. When you work for a government body, particularly like passports, I can imagine somebody needing a passport on short notice to go somewhere. Maybe it's like an elderly parent who's ill. And then they cancel it. And then you've got to wait, you know, weeks again. I think the turnaround for an average passport is about 3 weeks. And that's, you know, on a good day. And, you know, they've not exactly been rushed off their feet in the last 18 months, have they? So you'd think they make a little bit of an extra effort, or at least find out who he is before you make a mistake. But human error. Human error. If they're making mistakes like that, they're not fit for the job, so they should be sacked. But no, it was human error, so now we all know. Critical race theory. Good grief. According to critical race theory, you can't understand why it's racist because you're white. But, clearly, this isn't going to suit me, Kim. I say it as it is, oh dear. Oh. It's like, you shouldn't be excluded from any job, say. So let's use a job as an example. Because you are black or any other minority ethnicity. But nor should you get that job because you are black. Because that's the same in reverse. And I'm not saying that because I'm white. That's just a fact. I'd say the same if it was like anything else. Same with men or women. You know, if we need to promote more women into XYZ roles, fine, but they should be good at the job. They should be better than the man that they're up against. Otherwise, it makes a mockery of it. But that's just what I'm thinking. Renee had to go for a week, had to confiscate the full administration on one of the branches and get some product training as well. Wow. Oh, dear. No, I'm a home bird, me. I like to be at home. First they don't want us to see colour, then when we don't see colour but the person, then they get mad about it. Someone's driving a narrative for division. You know, I heard a fabulous thing the other day. It was something to do with two types of, I think they were like tiny flies. One was a firefly. I don't know what the other one was. But basically what they'd done was, that the person was saying, obviously knew more about nature than I do. You know me, if it's green, it's a weed. If you put these particular flies in a jar and you put the other flies in a jar, they live quite happily together in the jar. But if somebody shakes the jar, they start scrapping to the death with each other. So I think it was David Attenborough was using this as an example. And he said, so, you know, if you feel riled about something, stop and ask who's shaking the jar. And I thought that was quite profound because that's our newspapers here. That's exactly what our newspapers do. So Kim totally understands what me and Renee are saying, but this is why they're teaching in the schools now and they're trying to indoctrinate the military. It's all about division, a new type of class warfare. Exactly, who's shaking the jar and why? What's the benefit to them of shaking the jar? I mean, everybody's fighting everybody at the moment and we've got enough trouble. I wonder what happened if the Martians landed. Martians really were a real thing and they landed. They'd probably take one look and say, no, don't bother, move on to the next planet. Because it is that idiotic here. Have we not said anything else, or is that it?
I think that's it.
Have I caused any more bother anywhere?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think I have today. Oh, I need to try harder, don't I?
Yeah.
No, apart from my dead hard drive. And there may just be an unboxing on Friday. Kim's enjoying the shake in the jar analogy. True, though, isn't it? I mean, back in the day, probably mid-70s, I don't think we even had race laws in the UK back then. So it became a standard thing. I mean, and it is disgusting. It says people who had rooms to rent would say, no Irish, no blacks, no dogs. And it became like a kind of like totem for racism. And then we got race relations laws, I think it was 1974, because I think we got that before we got gender equality. But back in the day at my school, we had all kinds of people from all kinds of places and we all just got on. And now they'd probably be scrapping right and left. And yet the schools now have what they call British values, which is basically tolerance. And the children are taught that. So you wonder why it's getting worse instead of better. But I've got a feeling it's going to get worse before it gets any better. Because now there's this... Oh, this, I know. This is a good one. You may have heard of Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan was the... And I'm putting this in massive air quotes. A journalist. Who had a go at Meghan Markle to such a degree that he was shouting the odds at one of his colleagues, who I think was black, and he ended up walking off set, and they said, well, don't bother coming back. So he didn't. It was mentioned at the point that he left that maybe he'd be better suited to the, and I quote, non-woke news stations. So then I have to go and look up what woke is. Now I know what won't. Well, I don't think I actually do. Well, I've got more of an idea than I had. They're the enlightened ones, apparently. So then this thing came up that somebody was going to offer him a job. And I think, what was it called? Let me see if I can find it. Let's find the name of it. GB News were going to offer him a job. And I'm like, what's GB News? Never heard of it. GB News UK. Anyway, it turned out to be a new news channel and it launched on the 11th of June. So I headed off to find it the other day. For a start, when a new channel launches like that and it's free to air, you have to retune your TV. So I did retune the TV and I found this channel. It did pop up. It is appalling. If you think you've got it bad. Who's the one with Rupert Murdoch? Which is his? What the heck is woke? Well, no, if I could explain Tracy, I would. But basically, it's like that they are awake to the impact of racism is the best I can try and explain it. So if somebody is woke, then they are cutting edge and know all about that and would not dream of it. Whereas somebody is unwoke, and I know unwoke, it sounds just so wrong, then you're a racist. So it's a tough one, that. Other than that, see if you can find it in a dictionary. But woke is a big thing. Yes, Simon, I discovered that. You're not kidding. I decided I'd turn it on. Never again. What's the one in the States with Rupert Murdoch? The one that, I think it's the one that everybody says, like, what was it? Was he pro-Trump or something? I can't remember. But the one where the news that's on the screen in reality bear no relation to each other. That. Fox News, that's the one, Simon. Thank you. That one. So I thought, as I was turning it on, I thought, well, it might be a bit like Fox News. Oh, it was a million times worse than Fox News. I turned on, this was really late at night, you know, 25 to midnight or something like that. And I thought it should be the either news headlines or the news roundup or something. So it came on and there was a person speaking. And I knew this person, and you might do if I, the English people might. She was on a TV show, one of these reality ones. She wasn't hosting it. She was one of the contestants. And she started speaking and it was the beginning of a programme. And the essence of the programme was, let's talk about all the things that are in the news and I'll keep you up to date and blah, blah, blah. And it was Monday I was watching this. So this thing was obviously recorded about somewhere between 5 and 7 o'clock in the evening. And this was a repeat that was on. And she starts rabbiting on. And I think it's called Dweeb's Roundup. I thought, what's a dweeb? And then I realised it was the girl's surname. It was, Dweeb, I'm right. She was a contestant on Alan Sugar's thing. What was his thing called?
The Apprentice.
Michelle Dubry. Well, she won by
cheating.
Oh, she was infuriating. There was one of the things, like the semi-final, she sat on her backside drinking champagne for the entire challenge and then won. Inadvertently, the girl she was up against was called, was she? Oh, what was her name?
Can't remember.
Was it like the beaver? Badger.
Yeah.
The badger. And she was fantastic. She really was. But somehow I've no idea what she's doing now. And this Michelle Dubry's all over this TV programme. It was the worst presentation job I've ever seen. And she's, I've just turned it on now for another look and she's still on there. And I'm thinking maybe she's the only presenter they've got. But pro tip, Simon, don't watch it. I don't think it'll take you long to realise it's not for you, Simon. It's not for me either. If you think the BBC's biased, you won't see this one. It is shocking. Oh, dear. Right, here in the States, it's to bring down the Constitution, to bring in another government where only the elite rule because they're no better than the masses. Oh, I've no idea what's going on with it all. I don't. Woke is vanity waving. I'm so cool and such a good person. In a way it is, isn't it? It is. It's a little badge that you can wear to say that, you know, don't get at me because I identify with you, brother. But I don't think there is actually a definition that everybody can agree on. It's bizarre. Being woke was originally associated with black Americans fighting racism, but has been appropriated by other activist groups, taking it from awareness and blackness to colourlessness and a timeless phenomenon. Oh, no! Whether you copied and pasted or not, Renee, no, it does actually sum it up. Because at first I did think it was racism, and then I thought, but in this context, it can't mean that. So it basically just means trendy. It means trendy. And a few advertisers have pulled their support. If this is for the news channel, I'm not surprised. It's absolutely shocking. They said it launched. This was like a review of the launch. And they were saying, like, you know, there's teething problems. And I thought, you're not kidding. And it wasn't like a teething problem where the set wasn't right or something. This was just, she should never have been presenting this programme. In fact, I can't fathom why she is. Because you see people on YouTube with channels and they are so professional. And then you see her, who's supposed to be professional, and I wouldn't let her loose with a third-rate podcast. She was shocking. And I wasn't surprised because she was never any great shakes in her day. I haven't seen anybody else presenting. So I can only assume she's presenting 24/7. I'll keep popping in and having a look. But basically the thing just seems to be wall-to-wall adverts and Michelle Dubry, and that's it. So, no, I probably should leave it alone, just like Simon should. Simon suspects Andrew Neil is attempting to be the next Alex Jones. If you've heard of him, seriously deranged individual. Oh, works for the British government then, does he? Do you know who would be perfect for this channel? Boris. When Boris is kicked out of office, has anybody got a date on that yet? It'd be perfect for it. Yeah, that would work really well. Because nobody on there is making any sense whatsoever. And what annoys me is how news isn't news anymore. It's all twisted and politics brought into it. Just give us the facts and call it done. But they don't. But this programme's called Dweebs and Company, I think. But she's just no presenter. I was thinking yesterday as I watched the football how good Gabby Logan is. She has been doing the job for years, but she's fantastic. And then you look at this woman and you think, she just don't let her out. She's shockingly poor. I don't care what accent they've got. I don't care what gender they are. I don't care what colour they are. Can they do the job? And, you know, this one is, I mean, I guess you might say she's pretty. I'll tell you what, I'll take a screenshot so you know who we're talking about. Through the grinning teeth, which is also quite terrifying. Like, yeah, there we go. I've got one. I will send it you right now. But it's as though she got the job, you know, because she's pretty. And that's the end of that. Because her voice doesn't seem right. It's not like, it doesn't have a cadence of authority with it. She's also dressed like somebody's died, so I hope somebody hasn't died. We'd just like me to send that and then find out somebody's died. Mind you, it could be a replay from when Prince Philip died. I wouldn't even put it past it. I wouldn't. Right, what have we got? Have you uploaded that? You have. Let me get the link to that. That's the person we're talking about. But no, there's nothing right. She doesn't have the gravitas for it. You either do or you don't, and it's nothing to do with gender. It's a gravitas that you either have or haven't got. Oh, and now we're talking stories about little kid on a bike. So obviously it's time for the crying to start. Oh, can't be doing with it. You can't imagine watching any show with dweebs in the title. Exactly. I mean, are they just trying to be too trendy? I honestly don't know. But to see her on it and then them repeat the same thing. I mean, that the essence of a 24-hour news channel is that it's 24-hour news, not that you're repeating something from 12 hours before or whatever. Oh, and they're reporting we've had 11,000 new COVID cases and 19 deaths, but not to worry about it, it'll be fine. The figure has gone up something like 76% since last week, but we mustn't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. I just give up with it all, I do. You are playing tonight, Renee, I believe, which is interesting because we're not playing till tomorrow. We could have been done with playing tonight and then I could have watched it, but it's the Scotland match tomorrow during the show, which is just incredibly bad planning. But never mind, these things have to happen, don't they? So I shall set Mike up watching that. She's absolutely clueless. It's worse than... And I can't say I've ever sat down and watched one, obviously. But if you can imagine like the Kardashians being passed off as news, it's a bit like that. Is she going out to Whittle?
Doesn't look like she is.
Come on!
Emma, come on.
Up you go. Daddy's got a meeting. Right, she's toddling off now, but she's got a stick to come back to. Oh, Kim says the 24-hour news channels in the States have 1 hour of news and 23-hour of opinion. Spewing talking heads. That is probably about right. Who's that? Do you mean in the picky, Simon? That's Michelle Dubry in the picky. She was in the second or third series of The Apprentice. And like I said, he was really strict with everybody else. And then it got down to the semi-finals and she was team leader. And what they had to do was get people into a clothes shop. I think it was one of Philip Green's at the time. And she sat inside in this like exec area, supping champagne the entire day and sent people outside to hand out water to get them into the store. And I said to Mike, she's got to go. She's got to go. And she didn't. And then she ended up winning it. How she beat the badger, I do not know, but she did. All right, it's gone down again. Fantastic. Renee, how's it going the other way? In fact, it must be really bad because they've not said what it is. You can't watch The Apprentice, horrifying programme. Well, we came to that conclusion, Simon. It must have been the second series because the first one I was just infuriated over. But Mike liked it, so I think we watched the second and then I said, I can't watch this anymore. It was agonising. Let's see if I can find out what our R rate is. You see, what they're doing at the moment is they're covering up bad news. They are burying bad news with more bad news. We have an investigation going on into the Manchester Arena bombing 3 years ago. So obviously in Manchester, that's the wall-to-wall news. We do have Rees-Mogg. Now, I'm sure Simon's a huge fan of Jacob Rees-Mogg. Rees-Mogg has said that Hancock is a successful genius. So his lips are moving again. He must be lying. And the other thing is the COVID epidemic is growing across England, says the survey. Blah, blah, blah. The R rate is an estimated 1.44. And we are currently... This is scary news. At the 17th of June, we've got an infection rate higher than last April. Not the April just gone, the one before. So we're back to square one, basically, but they don't want to admit it. 144 is lousy. Tell me about it. It'll go higher. It would have to go higher. And I can't understand it. We've got 60 million people vaccinated. So who's out there? I honestly don't know. You heading off to your meeting?
Yeah.
You thinking of buttoning that shirt up or just going topless?
I think of going like this.
Right, I'll take a picture and share it and the gang can vote on it, with or without the shirt. You should probably put a shirt on. They wouldn't be able to contain themselves if they saw you without
it. I've got a shirt on, don't have to button it up.
I think that's a smidgen too casual if you don't. You don't have to put a tie on, though, do
I'm
you?
I'm not putting a tie on, no.
No, not a tie, no.
No, tie's a band.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Oh, do you remember when they were compulsory?
Mandatory.
Mandatory, yes. Yeah.
Actually, they were abolished in Stuart's year, weren't they?
Yes, by someone who then left. Oh, yeah. We know all about it, don't we?
Right, I'll see you later.
See you later. Kim's... The total US rate is 0.92. Fantastic. And yours is even better than that. Your county's 70% vaccinated. We're one of the hotspots, needless to say. We would be, wouldn't we? But then we're probably the biggest airport in the northwest, if not the north of England. So that's where everybody comes in. And we're quite close to the airport. So, you know, if you can imagine taxis picking people up, etc. Yeah, if it's going, we'll get it. That's the UK. And particularly the northwest of the UK. Where's the topless picture of Mike with him hearing so much about? No, I was threatening to take one because he was sat there in with just his shirt over his shoulders. Then he managed to get his arms into it, but it was still wide open. And he's got a cotillion meeting. And I said, you know, you're thinking of going like that? Apparently not. I'm sure there is a topless picture of Mike somewhere. There's the picture of his feet, Dee. Have you never seen the picture of his feet? That was all to do with Aussie thongs. Aussie thongs and UK thongs, not the same. So we put out this thing and said, here's a picture of Mike in a thong. And people were like, OMG. And then they went to find it. Let me see if I can find it for you. It'd be on MacBytes somewhere. Jane sent it when she lived in Perth. Right, let's do a search across the site and see if we can find it. Right, let me see. I wonder if the picture would actually be on the page with the show or if it'd be separate. Oh, there it is. It was MacBytes episode 41. So I'll put the link in, you scroll down, and there's Mike in a thong. Paul's seen Mike in his thong. Were you all right after treatment, Paul? Renee's seen him in a straitjacket. That did look a bit like a straitjacket. You were quite right. And I put him into that. Mind you, the trousers were just as much of a saga, Renee. The trousers, that was the outfit that he ordered. It was the Freddy yellow outfit with the white trousers with the red stripe up the side. He checked it that, you know, it was the right outfit, but he didn't put it on until the day we were going. At which point he said he did a turn, and I said, you do realise the leg's ripped, don't you? And it wasn't ripped as in he'd ripped it, or even it had ripped itself. It was that the stitching just hadn't caught on the seam when it was sewn. So I had to fix it. I don't do sewing. Do I look like I do sewing? But I had no option, or it would have been indecent. So when we got there, I got all those straps and I fastened all the straps on him. Oh, right, let's catch up here. Australia's only got 3% vaccinated and you're getting new cases popping up. 3%'s not good, is it? Are people not keen on it, or do you just not have the vaccines to give out? That's no thong, it's false advertising. No. That's an Australian thong. So we were talking about the MacBytes thong. And the MacBytes thong was a thing. You could buy a thong. The thong you're talking about, Dee, the one you're thinking of. You could buy that with the MacBytes logo on the front. But Jane said, I'm going to send you a thong. So she did. And I had Mike open it live on air. So he didn't know what was in this box. But when he opened it, he was like, oh my God, it's a thong. So I had to take a picture. It's an Aussie thong. Anthony says he was worried clicking that link. Yeah, but it's got to be done, hasn't it? You don't want to be left out. How is the border in Oz? Are they keeping it locked down? Told you one of my friends has, they'd given up work and sold the house, ready to go abroad and live with their, well, not with, but close by to their daughters who both emigrated a while ago. And that all had to be put on hold for another 18 months. And I had no idea what they're doing for money or where they're going to live because they've already sold the house. I would have thought they'd let them in with hardship grounds. You know, when you could even have, like, they could quarantine. They quite happily pay to quarantine. But they're not allowed to do that either. So, very, very bad news. The federal government rollout has been a disaster. And then the Astra clotting risk popped up. Well, yeah, there's that as well. That new one sounds interesting. It's supposed to have 100% success rate. Now, I wouldn't have thought anything could have 100% success rate, but apparently this thing has. But it's very, very new. But now they're blaming young people for going out and spreading it. And I thought, well, surely you could prove that from the tests. What the age of the people taking the tests? But then maybe not. I don't know what kind of information they collect on people taking tests. You are 14-day quarantine except for private jets and flight crew. Well, why should somebody with a private jet not have to quarantine? Can you not catch it if you're on a private jet? Or is it just these rich people again? Can't live with them, can't shoot them. Ooh, Renee's been thinking about selling the house, buying a camper van. That could work well, but then it depends, doesn't it? I know someone who did that for a year. Oh, they loved it. Wasn't a camper van, though. It was some kind of big American truck that I think had a name. So it had like, it was a truck, but it was a flatbed type truck. And I think they towed a caravan round. But it was a huge, huge caravan. And they did it for a year and absolutely loved it. To escape the authorities. I'm loving that day. Ah, you live in a rental home. Well, you can decide to move to wherever you want, can't you? You could do a European tour. That'd go well. Oh, I'm looking at the weather forecast. His lips are moving, so he's lying as well. Yes, these storms are on the way. So you keep saying, yeah, for 2 days. And like an idiot, I'm sat here waiting, thinking it'd be cooler soon, it'd be cooler soon. And it's not. And then I get cranky because I'm hot as well and not enjoying life one little bit. Oh, if only it would rain. I even found myself watching videos of it raining. You know, just thinking, oh, how cool is that? Loving it. I need to get in a cold shower, don't I? And then put this video on and just pretend. Oh, and that programme's on later, the one that Simon talked about. We Are Lady Parts. The one about the supergroup, apparently. I've only got this on because the super vet's on next. And we love Noel. Noel Fitzpatrick is the super vet. So I've got him on. Recording it for later. As I said, but that's not something we watch live. If the dog doesn't make it, Mike's not interested. So I have to vet it first, if you'll pardon the pun. Oh, talking of which, I sent Mike a story in the night. Talk about you had one job. Reading this story in the night about a recall on food from Sainsbury's and Pets at Home. And I thought, oh my God, is this something wrong with the dog food? No, it's not something wrong with the dog food. No. It's something wrong with the cat food. It's poisonous. This food has been responsible for 140 cat deaths. And whatever this disease is, it's not something I've heard of before. But it's in cats and it's serious in terms of there's some kind of pathogen that gets into the animal. And it alters the blood chemistry. So that I think it's too many red blood cells. And they die an agonising death. And it's happening because they're buying food from Sainsbury's and Pets at Home and it's contaminated. And I'm like, how unbelievable is it that the cat food, and only the cat food, has this thing in it that's killing cats? That doesn't look like an accident, does it? But nobody's saying any more than that at the moment. And I'm thinking, I'm not surprised, because you'd have the backside sued off you. 140 cats. So, don't buy cat food from there. Which reminded me of the time, was it Foot and Mouth? Something was going on in the UK and we were looking around Morrison's for Mayor's favourite food. And I said to the guy, if you got no whatever it was, you know, pedigree, chummy and jelly or whatever, dog food. He said, no. I said, have you got any alternatives? He said, there's cat food. All right, I'll buy that and give it the cat then. Well, I'll give it the dog. I don't think so. Oh, good grief. Will be the death of Dee. Well, we've not had any Urban Dictionary stuff tonight, so Dee, we should be good. Should be good. You might need to get an Apple Watch to monitor that, you know. And if you find, you know, once you've done it for like a few weeks, you might see a trend. For some reason, between 7 and 8, every day, it's a bit higher than it was. Yeah, and then you know why. Oh, dear, dear. Well, I need to head off and sort out my Notion issue, because otherwise my mail won't get out. You know, I've taken time and I've actually written it and I can't get it out because I can't get it in Notion because no one can find it. Ah! Oh! Dev started reading a book called The Radio Man. Poorly written because the author thinks CQCQ means come quick. No, that wasn't the original meaning. I guess it could be translated into that, but no. That wasn't how I heard it anyway. Dad had a load of radio books. I'm not sure if some of them aren't still there. His log books, which had all his calls on it, and all his Morse code books, and he just took to Morse code like a duck to water. He absolutely loved it. Oh, and apparently he was really good at it as well. Because we were thinking when he needed Morse code, oh, good grief. But he was great at it. Better at that than English. And yeah, I think he enjoyed it more as well. No idea what that means. You've been lurking waiting for someone to say it rather than having to ask. As Kim says, seek you. It's what you say when you go on air as a radio amateur when you are looking for someone to talk to. So you say CQ, CQ, and then you might use your call sign. So my dad's was G0IIM. So it would be CQ, CQ, G0IIM, CQ. And it's the call. So someone would then come back to him and then say, you know, oh, I'm AB123. And then they would move to another channel and start talking. Think of it as like Tinder, but on radio waves with no pictures. And you'd be right there. Oh, there was a messenger app ICQ. I remember that. D asked an authority. Has his AM license, does hubby? Yeah, my dad just took to that. He absolutely loved it. Absolutely took to it, I'm telling you. He really did love it. Right, okay then. I am going to let you good people go and I will get ready with this email. Should I ever fix Notion? Notion haven't bothered replying yet. I am not a happy bunny. But I'm always happy when I'm with you guys. So for the moment, it's good night from me. I will say good night from Mike and we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.